Good morning. Pleasure to be back. Bridging the gap between Pesach and Shavuos. The link obviously is the Omer. Everybody talks about that. But perhaps we can introduce an angle or a perspective to the Omer that possibly we haven't thought about in those terms before. If you do, it's well known there's a machlokes between two of the greatest Bali Musar of the last generation, Rabbi Chatzkel and Rabbi Rucham, two great mashkichim. They argued as to what the essence, what the main point, as it were, of Pesach was. Rabbi Chatzkel, and anybody familiar with his writings will know what a dagesh he placed on Emuna. And Rabbi Chatzkel said he was of the opinion that the primary focus and the primary purpose of Pesach was, as he used to put it, it's the Rosh Hashanah of Emuna. It's the time of year that we create the reservoir of Emuna that inevitably and invariably we'll have to dig into throughout the rest of the year to keep us strong. And Rabbi Yerucham held differently. Rabbi Yerucham said, Pesach is about Avdus. Pesach is about becoming an Eved Hashem. That's the main focus, the main theme. It's Avdus. Obviously, Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Let's perhaps try and find a path, a chutz ha'ma'ached, a way of understanding how they are both correct, and indeed understand it in the Rishonim and in the Omer itself. If I can draw your attention to the fourth source on your sheet, you probably don't need to look at it because it's so famous, the famous Ramban at the end of Parashas Boy, where the Ramban writes, it is the overt miracles when the Rabbeinu Shalom shows that he transcends and controls nature, of the Maida v'nissim anistorim that brings a person to acknowledge nissim anistorim, the hidden miracles, shehem yisoy da Torah kula. When the Ramban says very strong words, shein adam chelek v'toras Moshe Rabbeinu, a person cannot be said to have a chelek B'toyrat Moshe Rabbeinu, ad shenamin shebechol dvareinu umikreinu shekulam nisim. Everything that happens to us is nisim. Ein b'hem teva umin hove shalayla. Nothing to do with teva. Bein b'rabim, bein b'yachid. Even at an individual level. Elum yaita mitzvah yatzlichenu schoroi, v'im yavr aleyen yachlisenu amshay akil b'gzeirat elyon. If we do the mitzvah, things will turn out well. And if we do the averus, chas v'shalom, and that was Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim taught us. The Rabbeinu Shlomo suspended all the laws of nature that we were familiar with, and nes betroich nes, and we realized that the Rabbeinu Shlomo was the boss. And that seems to be, like Rav Chatzkel was saying. On the other hand, if you look in the Rambam, the next quote, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin Chomos Umatzah. He says, Mitzvah Lahidi Al-Abonim, he's talking about the mitzvah of Haggadah. He says, Mitzvah Lahidi Al-Abonim, it's a mitzvah to inform our children, Va'afilu Loishalu, even if they don't have, Shemar Higarata, you have to initiate it, Lifidaitish or Ben Aviv Malandai. Depending on the child, education's always got to be age relevant, it's got to be appropriate. Ketzad, Im Hoya Kotele Tipish. What would be if a child is, today probably to be politically correct, would call, intellectually challenged. And the Rambam says it like it is. Kotele tipish. So I have a new challenge. As a father, I have a new challenge. I need to somehow capture, encapsulate the essence of Yitzias Mitzrayim into a few short words. That's my challenge. If you've got all the time in the world, of course, you stay up all night, and she's after fed shinna, like the Tosefta says. But if you've got a child's short attention span, you've got to grab them, it's got to be there, it's got to be above words, Zimazok. In Bnei Hayakotan Atipesh Eimelai, he says to him, Bnei Kulanu Hayinu Abodim Kemoishiv Chazu. You see our maid? Like her, you understand her? Yeah, she's the one that polishes the shoes, that does the hair. Like her, Kulanu Hayinu Abodim. We were Abodim. And on this night, we changed, we turned from being Avdei Paroi to becoming Avodim of the Rabbeinu Shalaila. That's mamish what Rabbi Yerucham was saying. Mechura would appear to be that their machlekes is machlekes Rishayim. How do we understand this, and how do we say, how do we show that I'd like to suggest the Mahalach possibly. There were three shlavim, three stages, if you like, in Yitziyat Mitzrayim, if we think about it. And Halidovahu, it's noteworthy. It needs thinking about. We know there was Yitziyat Mitzrayim itself, then there was Kriyas Yamsuf. And then the tachlis of it all, of course, which was Matan Torah. So there are three shlavim, three stages, as it were. To what do they correspond? I had a machshava, and Baruch Hashem, I found that various Lusorim Akdoshim seem to elaborate on this idea. But let's try and talk it out, because it's an important yesod. The starting point, perhaps, is the Malbim in the beginning of Vayera. Well, the Malbim says that the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, he doesn't relate it to these, the three shlavim as such, but he talks about three stages, if you like, in Emunah. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo said the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to know the man Tedu Ki Ani Hashem, that I exist, that there is a single, supreme, all-powerful deity, Ki Ani Hashem. But not only Ki Ani Hashem, but Ki Ani Hashem Bekereb Ha'oretz, that I am directly involved, what we would call Hashgacha, that I directly control every aspect of creation. And thirdly, Ki Ein Kamoni B'chol Ha'oretz, there is no other. And these, of course, correspond, say the Malbim, to the three essentials and fundamentals of our faith that we articulate when we say the Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem, Sido HaRibayna Shalaylam, Eloikeinu, He is Mashgiach, He controls. And there, of course, we spoke about this, I think, on a previous occasion, there we introduced the personal pronoun, Eloikeinu, this is personal, Lihiyos Lochem Leilokim, it's about relationship, not about an abstract, philosophical concept, a deity who's up there, but it's something that is relevant to my life on a daily basis. It's Elokeinu. And finally, Hashem Echad, there is no other. There is no other address. There is nowhere else to turn to. And this is what we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first shlav, the first stage, was the Yetzia itself. The Yetzia itself corresponded to the Hashem, which is Shema Rachamim. Usartem Lachem, it's interesting, all the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Usartem Lachem Mimochras HaShabbos. Pesach vis-a-vis. Oimer is called Shabbos. In what way is Pesach Shabbos? So many of them say, Rabbi, the Mashach Chochma, so many of them, Sassemet, they all talk about it. Because at the time that we went out, we didn't deserve to go out. Therefore, it was an incredible cosmic act of Chesed. It was a manifestation of Hashem, of Yudkei Vodkei, of Chesed. And then came Yitzias Mitzrayim, and what? Then something new rears almost kavyochel its ugly head. The din, and the malachim say, "Why are you drowning these and saving these? Halalai davei dezora, halalai davei dezora." And din rears its head. The Elokeinu, the Elokim, begins to manifest, as it were. Of course, it goes a lot deeper than that. It's probably not the time or place, but it goes a lot deeper. There's paradoxes in all of those. Because often din can be the shayrish of rachamim, and rachamim can be the shayrish of din. There is the manifestation, what we see, what we experience, and also the understanding of where does it come from. Because the makor of it, just maybe to mention it very briefly, the Makor of it, of course, is Don Anoichi. It was Don Anoichi which led to this chesed of us going out. And then in Yitzias Mitzrayim, in Kriyas Yamsov, it was the other way around. The primary purpose of the Beit HaLevi was to save up, and that is what brought Din on. The two are always. The question is, what is the Yisayit? So we saw Hashem, as it were, the chesed of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We saw the Elohim, the Din of Kriyas Yamsov. And then when it came to Matan Torah, we saw Hashem Echad. We saw what the Ramchal calls Hanhagas HaYichud. Einoid Milvadoi. And these, of course, correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You think about Chesed, Din, and then Torah, Emes. They also correspond, of course, to the Chesed of the Marishan, Mabel, and the Derech Flaga, which then needed to be brought back, as it were, the Tzadok Kusha. But let's just try and elaborate on that a little bit, because I think it's perhaps still a little bit abstract. Let's elaborate it just on a little. The Ramchal wrote the whole Sefer, Das Tzvunos. And the whole Sefer can be really captured in one idea. In one idea, which is a very important idea. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as he is entirely unknowable, by definition. By definition. He's infinite, and I can't get a handle on infinity. Ein Sof, B'li Reishis, B'li Tachlis. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as for what he is and what he really is entirely unknowable. Whenever we talk about or to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, say the Sfarim HaKadoshim, we talk about him as he wishes to be known to us. Whenever we talk about, even we talk about Atzmusoi, as it were, we're referring to the highest emanation within creation, meaning the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that I have to have a relationship with, as he wishes to be known to us. And therefore we say, of course, Baruch Atah Hashem, we talk directly to him, and we immediately excuse ourselves, as the Rishonim say, how can we talk directly to him? Because Elokeinu, you chose to be Melech HaOlam, you chose to initiate this relationship. And therefore we encounter, there are therefore two modes of interaction, if you like. There is what the Ramchal calls Hanhagas HaMishpat, which means a reciprocal relationship, cause and effect, action, reaction, action, consequence. Mishpat, I do something, I get schar. I do something bad, I get einish. That is a reciprocal relationship, and that's what we live in, as it were. That's what he calls Hanhagas HaMishpat. That's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of relationship, as he wishes to be known to us. He has to have a relationship with us in terms that are meaningful to the human. Well, that's what we understand. That makes sense to us. But the Emes? The Emes? Einoid Milvadoi. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is above and beyond anything that we can ever conceive. And irrespective of our ma'aseh, Mishpat is, I do this, I do a mitzvah, and I'm bringing Moshiach a tiny bit closer. And Hagas HaYichud is, he's coming anyway. Umeivi Goyei Livnei Vneihem. In the present tense, says the Ramchal, it is inching inexorably closer, either because or despite. It doesn't matter, it's going to happen. Because the Emes is, Einoid Milvadoi, there is nothing other than Borei Olam. There never can be. We don't see it, we don't experience it. We experienced it once. That was Matan Torah. If you think about it, Ki Hashem, Hu Ho Elokim, Einoid. Those three things again. Same thing. Einoid, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam split open the seven heavens, and he said to us, you thought you had a choice. You're patting yourself on the back metaphorically for saying, Nasir Venishma, there's a mountain. You didn't really have a choice. Einoid! There is nothing other than Borei Olam. And despite anything that we can do, maybe Goyel is maybe Neyem. And the reason, of course, is, don't know if we're going to have time for this, but the reason is Leman Shmoy. It's Leman Shmoy. Maybe just very briefly, an amazing, I'm sure you all know it, but it's an amazing Beis HaLevi in Vayigash, very important Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says on the pasuk Vanechi Eiredimcha Mitzrayim of Vanechi Alcha Gavolai, I'll go down with you to Mitzrayim, I'll also come up with you. Just read you out his lashon because it's so beautiful. Just a few lines. It says Gam Oyd Bir Bekavolas Sakosuv Dekan. Dekan Bolai Ha'Havtocha Hagdeila Shebechol Ha'Havtocha. Beautiful lashon. Says the Beis HaLevi, here we have the greatest of all Havtochas. Sheyihye Nikra Shmoy Al Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shleilam Kaviyachol tied his fortune in with ours. V'hakavona b'zeh dila oylam le'yifarsem shem kvoidei v'oylam alidei maisa ha'yetza chutz midarach ha'teva rak b'emtzos tzairach yishuasem shal Yisrael. There has to be a geula. Because the whole tachlis of Bria is that initially there is a stage of concealment and ultimately that we realize v'yimahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmayachol be'einoid. But the Rebbeinu Shalom chose to tie that in with us. We are the exclusive vehicle to bring about that ultimate geula. And to the extent, there's another whole shmuz really I suppose, but to the extent that one identifies with that, then one is zeicha to be part of it. Maybe just mention it in passing, that Shachayim Shabbos Per Yudalef says, very important idea when we talk about davening or davening for people, segula is probably the wrong word, but a tremendous eitzah is to focus not on the personal, not on the what's in it for me, but to focus on the chilul Hashem shabbai, to focus on the kiddush Hashem that can come out, because then it's ki lishua secha kivinu kol hayom. The Chiddush says that that alone is an eitzah. In Kochah Malkeinu, so if you have a similar chaleinu, ki mechaki manachnu loch. It's your Yeshua we're waiting for, not for our personal Yeshua, but we know that your Yeshua only comes about through us. So we went through two stages in Mitzrayim. The first one was the stage, as it were, of Hashem, the recognition of Him, which was manifest through Midas HaChesed. Then at the Yamsuf, there was Midas HaDin, that was Elokeinu. And then at Matan Torah, it was ultimately, it was Hashem Echad. Mitzchilei de Avodah Zarah hayu avoseinu v'ashav kervanu amokim la'avodosai. I think there is an aspect, almost, of Matan Torah which is perhaps not often stressed, or perhaps not stressed enough. Let me explain. When the Rebbeinu Shalom reveals himself the first time to Moshe Rabbeinu in the snare, he says an amazing thing. And the Balei Musar pick up on this. This is where it all starts. The whole shlav, the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim starts from this moment, this gilui, and it's going to go full circle. You're going to go down to Mitzrayim, it's not always going to be easy, the path may be rocky, but eventually you'll find your way back here, to this very spot. For what purpose? Tavdun Esa Elokim. The purpose of Matan Torah wasn't so much, to be careful how one says this, it wasn't so much to accept the Torah per se, to know what to do, although of course that was also important, but it was to change, to become Ovdei Hashem. Tavdun Eto Elokim. That's how the Torah itself is defining Matan Torah. It was a maisa of Tavdun Eto Elokim, to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom, to become Ovdei Hashem. What is the difference between being an Ovid Avodah Zarah and serving the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Let's be controversial for a minute. Okay, one's Emeth and one's Sheker. Fine. Let's take that as read. What's the difference? I'm an Eved to this or I'm an Eved to that? Then you ask Yamina. Of course there is. There's a fundamental difference. The Yesod of Avodah Zarah is to be self-serving. That's what Avodah Zarah means. It means that I want whatever it is that I want, a good crop, a good harvest, fertility, health, whatever it is, I I'm not prepared to pay the full price, which is the acknowledgement of where it comes from. So I'll bypass, I'll hijack some spiritual channels. I'll sacrifice a few kids, and I'll do whatever's necessary in order to get what I want. But I'm interested in the product, that's it. And I'll do whatever it takes. Avodah Zorah, be yisoid, is to be self-serving. And Eved Hashem is the exact opposite. It's not about me, it's about what you, Borei Olam, want. It's the exact opposite. It's not just about who do you serve or what do you serve. Avodah Zorah is to be self-serving. To be an Eved Hashem is to ask ourselves, what is it that He wants of me? If that's the case, we can begin to understand. I want to just elaborate on that a little bit. We can begin to understand the Eidu Veilu Dover Likim Chayim. Of course. The tachlis, the focus, the purpose, without the Torah says, Abdul Likim. Of course that's the tachlis. But there's a process, there's a derech, how do you get there? How do you get from being in Mitzrayim? I think it was Rabbi Bernstein used to say, not only got to take the Yid out of Mitzrayim, you've got to take Mitzrayim out of the Yid. How do you move, get from there to becoming an Eved Hashem? First and foremost, there has to be Emunah. Like Reb Chatzkel says, if there's no Emunah, and Emunah itself has two shlavim, we'll talk about that a second. If there's no Emunah, then I don't know who to serve or what to serve. Of course there has to be Emunah, and Emunah has to be deep-seated. The truth is, these two levels of Emunah, the Hashem and the Elokeinu, is the difference between Emunah and Bitochen. The first is cerebral, it's intellectual, it's philosophical, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's quite abstract. The second one is emotional. The second one is an emotion. Bitochen, says the Chayyus Halvavas, it's often not understood. The definition says, I think I've said it here before, the Chayyus Halvavas says, what's the definition of Bitochen? Menuchas Nefesh Habiteach, my inner tranquility, equanimity, I feel calm. I'm okay because I'm Chayyina, I'm Surim Biyadecho. It's a feeling, it's an emotion. Midem, I wanted to say, it occurred to me this year, perhaps to Pshat in Isaiah. The Isaiah asks on Vayaris, when he stood by the Yamsuf, and it stems Mamash with this to say, these three Shlavim. The Isaiah says, Vayaris, when I said, I go to Bayaminu Bashem, and all the Mepharshim asked, I'll just take the way the Isaiah asks it. V'chiyad hashtalay Aminu Bashem? Did they not until now believe in Hashem? V'hoksi Vayaminam Vayishmo? So that he said, in Mitzrayim they believed. V'hachomu kolin un gvuram David v'kut shabrich of Mitzrayim. They'd seen all the gvurais. How could it be that until now they didn't believe? And it's more than that. Bayar, what's past emuna when you've seen? I don't believe it's day outside, I can see, I know. The Torah says, after Bayar, the Torah says Vayaminu. And more than that, the Sfasemis of the Sfarim additional say that the Oz Yoshe was not for the Nisim, the Oz Yoshe was for the emuna. Oz Yoshe for the Vayaminu. That they achieved and they would always be able to, Oz Yoshe, and Yid would always be able to sing through colors, v'chulu. And for the Zaya. Elo, my vayaminu, what's the vayaminu? Hahu milo da'oma Moshe, da'oma, vayyema Moshe el ha'om al tira'u v'goyma. What does the Zayah mean? Epsha, I don't know. Maybe Pshat in the Zayah is as follows. Until now they had a vayaminu on, of course they had the first shlab, there was the Yud Kei Vav Kei. There was what they had intellectualized, they saw, they believed, they knew. But it's quite something else when you're standing in front of a raging sea, with wild animals on each side, and with hordes of angry Egyptians chasing you, for Moshe to say to them, Al Tira'u! Don't be afraid, be calm inside! That was a tzibui from the Borei Olam, Al Tira'u! That's Bitochen, that's Menuchas Nefesh HaVeteach, that's Elokeinu, He's there for me! Epshon, So, the derech to Emunah, the derech to Avdus, the focus, not Emunah, the focus is Avdus, that's where we're going towards Matan Torah, which the Torah itself describes and defines as Tavdun Esolikim. But how do we get there? First and foremost, there has to be Emunah. But even after Emunah, there's another shlab. Two things. Emunah is all well and good, and we need the Emunah in both its manifestations, the Emunah and the Bitochen, the intellectual and the emotional. But going from there towards Avdus, what's the greatest impediment to Avdus? Me. My ego, my agenda. That's the greatest impediment. That's what Ben Yonah says famously, Mama Yema Evan the Rabbi, if the beginning of Shari Shuba, if the Evan says to the Rabbi, I'll do anything you want besides for one thing, I will. On the third Tuesday of every month, I won't polish your brown boots between 2:30 and 3:15. I'll do anything else at any other time. That's not Evan. It shows that everything else you do because you want to do it. And it shouldn't be controversial, but just because a Yid keeps Torah mitzvahs doesn't make him automatically an Eved Hashem. That's the bottom line. Just because a Yid keeps Torah mitzvahs doesn't automatically make him an Eved Hashem. You're doing the right thing, and for then you get tzchar, no shayla. But what is it all about? What is the tachlis? The tachlis is tav and esorikim. To do what the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants because he wants me to do it. That was the whole Yisoid. And the greatest impediment to that is me, my own agenda. And the having the courage to examine my own motives. The emotional maturity to recognize why do I do the things that I do. And that, of course, is Avodah Samidus. Two things, actually, money out of time. It's Avodah Samidus and it's also a Shteika Kus L'Chochma. It's got to be those two things. And these are the two quotes I've got here in Rabbeinu Yonah, which we'll have to rush through. That's the top quote, which is a very famous quote. It's a conundrum, of course. So where do you start? So Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're Madaik Rabbeinu Yonah, if you look, I've emboldened it. So the first thing he says is, Kalema Misha'ena Yodea Tera'ena Sholem B'midos Shol Derech Eretz. That extra word makes all the difference. For reasons that are obvious. If you don't know Torah, then you can't be sholem b'midos shel derech eretz. You can possibly get started on the path. Like, you know, we would have learned a tznis from a chatula, we gave up from a nemala. But as Rabbi Zalman points out, the medrash says that the nemala, they saw the nemala was sniffed, something that another nemala dropped, and he went away and he didn't say, psh, we would have learned gezer from a nemala. Yeah, but where did the nemala get that original grain from? He stole it from the farmer. So as Zalman gave those things, though, we would have had. That's why you need Torah to say to be sholem b'midos. You can't be sholem. Okay. But the next bit is very important. In the Eretz Yisrael, Torah have emboldened it there. So Leimah Shetolach Tchila Mefakenes Atzmei B'Midos U'Bezeh Tishken HaTorah Olav. One first has to be Mefaken Atzmei B'Midos U'Bezeh Tishken HaTorah Olav She'eino Sheichenes La'olam Beguf She'eino Ba'al Midos Toivos. Torah will never ever be Sheichen to reside within a person that isn't a Ba'al Midos Toivos. Leisha Yilmed HaTorah Achachachid Yikach Le'al Midos. Not that you learn Torah afterwards, you get the midas. He's there e'efsha. V'zekin shenema na'ase v'nishma. That's na'ase v'nishma. Na'ase meaning, of course, echoes of the na'ase adam. Bishol Salanta says, and it's an ongoing process. It's a circular process. We start off, of course, with being prepared to change, to better ourselves, to become better, wanting that, looking forward to that, and then realizing that it's actually only through Torah, because Torah is the agent of creation. The Rabbeinu Shlom used Torah to create. He then created me with a certain teva. Now says Rabbi Yerucham, I need a nace because I'm lazy. That's how you created me, Rabbeinu Shlom. So how am I going to recreate myself? Only if I engage in the most powerful creation agent known, which is Torah itself, because that's what you use to create. I need to use that to recreate myself, but there's a tonight. Says Rabbi Yerucham, Halemed al menos la'asois, maspikim b'yodei lil meidu l'lamed nishmei v'la'asois. What's that, Halemed al menos la'asois? To create yourself, says Rabbi Yisrael. Halemed al menos la'asois, you've got to be aware of it. It's a tonight in the nate. You've got to know that you're being Halemed al menos la'asois. You're doing the na'ase odom. That's the na'ase v'nishma, which Rabbi Neina says. Say maybe very quickly a Maisa, running out of time. I'm finished. As my good colleague Rabbi Herman would say, you didn't prepare too much, you prepared too little. The Amodika Maisa, very quickly. So what we're saying is, just say the vort first quickly. So what we're saying is essentially that do two things. And I mean, the next stickle, which is you can take away and see it, which I'm sure you know anyway, he talks in Eidim Chacham Alemid Mikol Odom, very famous stickle, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Chacham is not somebody that actually has acquired knowledge. Chacham is somebody that wants to acquire knowledge. Moedik Rabbeinu Yoina, very important Rabbeinu Yoina. And that, of course, that was the whole thing of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. To be loymed mikol adam, even from my chaverim, and not to be noyv covered zel azeh relative to their madrega, because I recognize that you have Torah, I can learn something as well, mikol adam. And therefore, these two things, the hishtoikakus l'chochma, the desire for chochma, and the recognition, and the chinuch in midas, these are the two things, if you think about it, that's korban oimer and sfiras oimer. Sfiras oimer says the chinuch of sfiras oimer, that we were mishtoikek to get to Matan Torah. That's the hishtoikakus l'chochma. And the korban oimer, you've got the medrash here, the famous medrash, and I'm sure you all know, Rabbi Shem says, I gave you the mon, which was an oimer. Where does the word oimer come from? Korban oimer. Why is it called korban oimer? It goes back to the mon. That's the emunah. The emunah that takes us on to the hishtekekes l'chochma, which takes us on to becoming an eved Hashem. Just finish maybe with a maisa. So just to recap, what do we have? We have that machlekes between Rabbi Chaskel and Rabbi Yeruchim, and of course Eilu Ve'Eilu Devei Kim Chayim is the way to get to the tachlis is Avdus. How do you get to Avdus? You get to Avdus through Emunah and Avodas Hamidus. Just finish with a Maisa. I've seen it before, I've forgotten it. Rabbi Chaim Moser, when Rabbi Chaim Moser became a chosen, he became a chosen to the dayan that was then in Vilna, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer himself was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, and he was very proud of his new son-in-law. So he wrote, he asked the new chosen, this brilliant young budding scholar, to write to his shver, to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, to prove what a wonderful person he was, what an amazing Torah scholar he was. So he wrote some beautiful shtickel chayyim, and he got back from his shver, Rabbi Yisrael, and said, very nice. He said, but the Torah says, "Es biti nosati lo ish." You've shown me the big time of Chacham, the Chlishtash Azez Amensh. You haven't shown me in that as fitting a fatty la'ish. And that's first and foremost. But the Maitis himself, of course, with Chaim Ezer, was an unbelievable mensch. The famous Maitis is that when his daughter lay dying, he had a daughter, a young daughter, was the apple of his eye, and as she lay dying, he went into his study and sat down to write Shuvas. And they said to him, Chaim Ezer, last few precious moments with your daughter. He said, I know well, it's in an hour or two, in a few hours, I'm going to be an oval. And there's Shailus and Agunas sitting on my table. Clearly, so there are people that need me. Unless I'm prepared to forego those precious moments. In order, because there are people that need me. And I'm going to be an oval for a week. I'm not going to be able to answer these truths. And even they're going to suffer elsewhere. It's bitty nafati loish.